Rabbi says, Simon Chav Pesi Vav. We are going to be learning tonight some halachas regarding the putting on of the tefillin, some more details about the brachas from bottom line of page Lamed Gimel. So this is what Seivov is teaching us in Poga Beshel Rosh Techila. What happens in the case that you want to innocently put on tefillin in the morning, innocently, and you know, you put on your talis and everything, and now you take on your tefillin, and lo and behold, you suddenly realize, what did you take out? You took out the tefillin shell?
Yes.
No, because that's not much of a story. Pardon?
Rosh.
Oh, Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, good. Oh, no. It was a tefillin shell rosh that you grabbed first. You mishandled situation in a way that you suddenly got the tefillin shell rosh in that. So what's the big deal? Say, all right, okay, fine. So I'll put it back and take the other one. Of course, yes, because of what? What is the concept that we're addressing now? What is the shaila we are approaching? Exactly. So the Prophet, so Shulchan Aruch is telling us, in Poga Beshel Rosh Tchila, if you happen to touch the Shel Rosh first, Poga, I think Poga we should translate into reaching, touching, bumping into the Rosh Tchila. Tzorech lehavir aloi samit. So in this particular case now, unlike what we would have perhaps predicted, you're going to ignore this, you're going to bypass this mitzvah. Now you do let it go, you forget about the Shel Rosh, and you are going to put it back down, and you are going to put the Shel Yad Chila back the Shel Rosh. So it's true, generally speaking, we, of course, we're not allowed to be ma'abir ala mitzvah. We've spoken about the talus and the tefillin previously. One sec. But over here we're learning that actually it's true. In principle, you should really, if you're holding on the tefillin shel, if you're holding a tefillin shel rosh before the tefillin shel yad, in essence, would have said, "Oh wow, I've got a ma'avin al mitzvahs." But over here we're learning, no. This is an exception. Now you're going to put your rosh down, and you're going to replace it with the tefillin shel yad. Why so? Why over here are we not saying ain ma'avin al mitzvahs? Yes, Stephen.
Because it's all one mitzvah.
No.
Like we said yesterday, this is not...
I hear what you're saying. It's a valid point because it's one mitzvah. I hear what you're saying, but it's not true. Because what? Why not? Oh, so very good. So what Mishnah Berurah is telling us is as follows. If God chav base bottom line in Poga, Davka Poga... No, I'm skipping now. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let's just go to Chof Gimel first. I'm bypassing Chof Beis now to get to Chof Gimel. Lehavir Kevin Dixiv Vikra, because it's explicit in the Pasuk, the Yad Koidem. The Pasuk is telling us over here, the Metchila Ukshatem. First the Pasuk tells us Ukshatem, the Hotam, and afterwards it says the Toito voice. Afterwards it says the Tfinin Shel Rosh. So, lefichach, therefore, ein mashkichim, we don't look at the fact, we don't look at the fact that we are passing over the mitzvah, we're just like forgetting about it. Mashen kele'el, as opposed to what we learned in Tzip Alfka, but tzitzit tefillin. When it comes to tzitzit tefillin, ein mavir ala mitzvahs. You got a tefillin, the tzitzit, so true, normally you're going to take the talus first, and after the tefillin, but if it was a mishap, so ein mavir ala mitzvahs. Here, however, there's an exception. Here we don't say ein mavir ala mitzvahs, because of, this is an exception here, because the Pasuk tells us the order. You can't be Fuma than a Pasuk. That's the rule of thumb. The Ein Mavin Al HaMitzvahs, if there's two separate mitzvahs, but here it's different. The Pasuk tells us, you do Tefillin Shel Yad first, and after Tefillin Shel Rosh. So you can't go against that. This is stone. This is set in stone. This is the fact. You're always going to do the order of the Pasuk. You cannot ignore, go against the order of the psukim. It says kshatem, and then toy tofos, and that's the way you're going to have to do it.
That's because it's one mitzvah.
I don't think it's got to do with it.
If it would be two mitzvahs,
it's the order of the. That's the order you've got to do it.
Two linked mitzvahs.
Yeah. So whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs is not really related to that. Now, however, what happens? What happens if? What happens if you totally forgot? It was like you really had a rough night. It was a really rough night, and you have to wake up really early to catch the thing. And suddenly you realize, oh, one sec, I put my tefillin shel rosh on, but I don't have my tefillin shel yad on yet. It was a really bad night. It was a really, actually, you know, baby's crying and you went to bed and you whatever. And you, so you just suddenly realize you've got to be, what are you going to do now? It's worse than it's worse because you're actually wearing the tefillin shel Rosh. Says the Mishnah, called Chof Beis. Apologies, we're going back because this is this case. Poga, Davka Poga. This is if you're bumping it. What we've learned now that you have to go according to the order of the Pasuk, that's if you're bumping into the tefillin shel Rosh first. But if you placed, you put on, you're wearing the tefillin shel Rosh first, oi, alternatively, similar case. What happens if you didn't put on the tefillin shel Yad tight enough, and by the time you're reaching, what's the, towards the end of, no, a bit later than that, let's say drop later, Chazal Shas suddenly realize, oh, where's he gone? You know, like, where's he gone now, you know? He's going for a walk. So, and then what are you going to do now? Because now, you've got the tefillin shel Rosh on already. And this is not considered wearing tefillin shel Yad anymore. Because he's gone. So are you going to now take the tefillin shel Rosh off in order to put the tefillin shel Yad on again? And then have the order right? Tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh. Or can I put on my, can I tighten up my tefillin shel Yad once they're wearing it from Shalosh? So this is a similar kind of case. So it says, Eilosia Shalosh, don't take off the rule of the 1 second, see, there's Eilosia Tfinish. The rule is, do not take off the Tfinish Shalosh. Don't take it off. Demaida Havahava, what are you doing? What's happened, happened. Vyemaela Niach Shalyad, I'm going to try to put on Tfinish Shalyad as quickly as possible. V'yeshchol kemendal disagreeing opinions, I'm a bialocha. The rule is, for bialocha explains this a bit better. The rule is as follows. When you are putting, when you're bumping into, when you're reaching, when you found the tefillin shel Yad in your hand, but the tefillin shel Rosh before the tefillin shel Yad, then we say, ein ma'avir la'mitzvah don't apply, and you're going to put, you have to, you put it down, you put it, you're going to take the tefillin shel Yad, put that on, and out the tefillin Rosh. However, if it's a case of having actually put it on already, then you know why you're going to take it. You can't take it off the tefillin shel Rosh. Why don't you take the tefillin shel Rosh off?
Because it's a
kazoyin. Yeah, yeah. The word that you're saying is very good, but Mishnah says something very similar to that. He says you're mekayem mitzvah already. At that stage, you are mekayem mitzvah already. You know, there is already a fulfillment of the mitzvah tefillin. You can't take it off now. You know, it's not, yeah, I like the word disrespectful. You're mekayem the mitzvah already. So now don't take it off in order to do the order of the psukim. No. When do we say you have to stick to the order of the psuk, of the pasuk? That's when you're bumping into them. Make sure to have the yad before shel Rosh. However, if you're wearing them already, then you're wearing it already, you're mekayem the mitzvah. So just make sure to put the finish shel Yad ASAP. Yes.
What happens if somebody, you know, sometimes you have to go to the toilet, you have to take your tefillin off.
Yeah.
And when you come back, so what if you come back, what the order you put it on? Do you have to do the same order? Or can you put the shel Rosh on before the
shel? No, you're going to you have to strictly stick to the order of tefillin shel Yad before tefillin shel Rosh. There's even a discussion as to whether you're going to make a bracha, but that's not for this evening. We'll get to that in Yitzhak.
So if you have to go to the toilet, yeah, you take your tefillin off, you come do back, you have to do the same order.
Yes. Absolutely. Sif Zain Rabbi Sayyivorich, Lehoniach, becomes Tachazahei, Vloy Pesach of Dogesh. You say by the Bracha, Lehoniach. Mishnah explains this. Why Lehoniach? Sif Kotn Chavdal, Lehoniach becomes Shulosh and Hanocha. Placing. Hanocha, like placing. Kmoshkos Lehoniach, Bracha El Beisach, to place. Vloy Pesach, Shulosh and Aziva. You can also, Lehoniach can also mean to leave. So it doesn't mean that. So you've got to make sure that it's with the comments because that's grammatically more correct. To leave behind. So you have to make sure to say the lehoniach with the comments. If Ches Rabbi say comments, pardon?
You can't comment like a
partner. Yeah. So that's the way they pronounce it. So you're saying you're being. What are you saying that? You're saying that you're bringing a proof that the Shulchan Aruch had an Ashkenazish way of speaking? I don't know.
The best thing is, look at the Siddur, what he said.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So what does he say in the Siddur? Where does he know it from? He knows it from here. Lo Niach, yeah. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Siv Ches. Kol mitzvah mevorech alein oivel asyoson. This is really important. And this is the halacha of doing the mitzvah lehoniach. See, my mind is still there. To do over asiyasan. What does over asiyasan mean? What does it mean that you've got to do the mitzvah over asiyasan? It means that you have to do the mitzvah right subsequent after the bracha. So bracha, fulfillment of the mitzvah. There may not be an interruption between the bracha and the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Perish, this is not the Ramal. I think this is the Shach. V'yavar ez akushi perushi rotz v'iktim lefonov. Lefichoch, therefore, tzorech levoich al atfile shel yad, you first make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad. Achar, after, hanocha, placing ala kiboyres, kodim kshirosom. I will not address now the exact location of the tefillin shel yad, we should be learning at a different stage. But point that Shulchan Aruch addressed over here is, you put the tefillin shel yad in the right place, then you recite the bracha. Why? Kodim kshirosom, shekshirosom, zui asiyosom. These are the key words of this halacha. Kshirosom, meaning putting it tight. Zui asiyosom, that's the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. Hago, says the Rama, v'chein tzimle b'shel rosh, when it comes to tefillin shel rosh also, kodim shemahat koi b'roshoy, you make the bracha before putting it in the right place. As opposed to what? As opposed to what? That you make the bracha whilst it's hanging or dangling or held up in there. That is wrong. Why is that wrong? Because that's not Ebal HaSiyoson. There's a few stages happening before that. So if you make the bracha at that stage, what you need to do first is putting it here and then putting it tight. That's over. That's two stages. So you got to make sure that you put it on your head. It's physically on your head. You then recite the bracha, and then you make it tight and in the precise location. Similarly, when it comes to tefillin shel yad, when you make the bracha, the tefillin have to be already on the right location, just not tight. As opposed to making the bracha when it's somewhere, you know, it's meant to be loose, but it's meant to be in the right place. Then you make the bracha. That's
you have to say the bracha again, or?
No, it says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkon Chavei, Achan Anocha, Koidim Lechein, before that, Lechein Lechat, Achan Anocha, Koidim Lechein, the Lechat Chilein Roy Levoich, Tave Koidim Lechoidim. If a person said the bracha too early, it's wrong, and it doesn't sound like it's B'dievet Makav though. It's wrong, but it's still Yotze.
Is there a problem?
Pardon?
Is it a problem of time?
No. We're talking about split seconds here, but the point is that the bracha has to be done just before the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
So what does it have to be touching?
It's got to be placed on your head, and then you make the bracha.
Minimum half second.
That's the words of Mishnah. You must... You have to do it as close as possible. As see as a mitzvah, fulfillment of the mitzvah has to be as close to the fulfillment to the bracha. Bracha mitzvah has to be as close as possible. Mind the gap. Pardon?
The bracha and the nice clipping sound.
By your arm. I understand that.
You, yeah. Yes. Also, if you are recite, look, the Mishbur actually says it. Look, the Mishbur says it. I'm going to read the words of Mishbur in Sivkot Chav Zayin. Kodim Shemahat Kon Ki Hiduk Hu Mitzvah Zakshira. The Hiduk, the tightening, is the Mitzvah Zakshira. The Mitzvah is the tightening it. You must ensure. You must be careful. You recite the bracha after it finishes on your head. Not like those people. That recite the bracha, not like those people that say the bracha when it's in your hand. Because that would be, that would be two stages before the fulfillment of the... It's two stages away. And then he says a very technical problem. What's that? Again? Yeah, I know, but it's you always got to. Yeah. Actually, that we're going to get to see. I want to see. One second. I want to get to your point as well. But this Mishnah Berurah adds a very practical point of view. What do you have to make sure? What do you have to make sure?
It's in the center.
But in terms of the bracha, there's something else. Okay. Gam b'shas ha-bracha la-tefillin shel Rosh, yireh. When you recite the bracha shel Rosh, you should ensure she'em chuse roshe betales v'lo yivorech b'gulei ha-rosh. You have to ensure that your head is covered when you recite the bracha. Because depending on the size of your tefillin, of your couple, of the matzav up there, but you just, if you tend to take the tefillin, the couple off for a second, so just make sure that you're timing it correctly. That when you say the bracha, your head has to be fully covered. Interesting, the Mishnah says Lashon Talis, not a couple, I'm not sure about that. But it's, you have to ensure that your head is fully covered when you recite the bracha. Now, your question was a very interesting question. What happens if you put it on and suddenly realize, oh, it's on, but I haven't said the bracha yet? Can you still say the bracha after having filled the mitzvah? Pardon? Tighten it a bit more. Okay, but you've tightened it completely.
So you move it off and move it back again.
Moving on. Okay, the Mishnah says a very important.
The straps are behind you.
Yeah, okay, you put it up in the front already. It's fully done. You've looked in the mirror, you look beautiful. Now, can you still say the bracha?
So you're talking about the arm.
Yeah.
The same thing.
You put it up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going back one Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkon Chavar. Rabbi said, very, very important Mishnah Berurah. Kodim Kshirason, Ubedievet, and post factum. If you did it already, Yivorich Afilachkar, you can still recite the bracha even after having fully, completely put up the tefillin. The mitzvah, here are the words, Sivkon Chavar, very important Mishnah Berurah. The mitzvah, Sheyesh Lo, Meshech Zman, who Bekula Yoim, this mitzvah is continued to be fulfilled the entire day. In other words, there is two parts of the mitzvah. Like, it's a very lomdish mitzvah. There is the action of the mitzvah, but after you can actually fulfill the mitzvah for an extended time. Yeah. Let me just finish the sentence. Yeah, he's on. Don't worry, I'm not going to be.
Therefore, if you don't put it until 1 minute before Shkia. Then you can't do the bracha.
Probably, yeah. That would be the case. Yeah, that's right. If you forget, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Correct. But Rabbi said this is important. We are learning now. Mishnah Berurah says that there's really two parts. There's a maisa of the mitzvah, there's the action of the mitzvah, and normally we tend to make the bracha on that. That's the kshira, that's the tightening, whether it's tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, the tightening, that's the action of the mitzvah. But really, you fulfill the mitzvah. As long as it's on you, you keep on fulfilling the mitzvah. Therefore, if you don't do the bracha at its right place, at its right time, just before the hiduk, if you don't do it then, and you suddenly realize, oh, I forgot to say the bracha, and you've been wearing the tefillin for a while already, you can still say a bracha because you're still actually fulfilling the mitzvah. There's the maisa mitzvah, and there's the kiyuma mitzvah. It's a bit similar to the dalet minim, by the way. Do you know that? Why is it similar to dalet minim? Yeah, because you're probably fulfilling the mitzvah when you're lifting it up. You're fulfilling the mitzvah, the Gemara says. But as long as you're holding it, you're still making the mitzvah.
But there's no need of
it. And also by Achilas Matzah could be similar as well.
There's no need of holding up a minimal day, but there is an
Indian word. No, Anshu Shalim did. There is an Indian. Yeah, Anshu Shalim, the Gemara says. Anshu Shalim would have a minimal all day.
There, don't really pass when you lose the
bracha once you. No, Tosfos says. You can even say afterwards. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize very quickly what we discussed. We learned about if you bump into tefillin shel rosh first, this is an exception. You're going to put it down and you're going to put tefillin shel yad first. And we also said that the way of saying reciting the bracha is leoniach. We also spoke about overlast, the also ensure to do the bracha as close as possible to the tightening of the tefillin, both shel yad and shel rosh. We also spoke about the fact that when you put on tefillin, make sure that your head is covered. And we also spoke about the fact that if you didn't recite the bracha before the hiduk, you can still recite the bracha as long as you're wearing the tefillin. Yeah.
Both brachas.
Yes, both brachas. Yes.